Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Jess.
Hey, Jess, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I think my boyfriend went out of town to see somebody, and now I think he's lying about it.
Okay. What's your boyfriend's name?
It's Garrett.
Garrett, okay. And what makes you think he's been sneaking out of town?
Okay, so we have been fighting a lot lately, and I was, like, trying to make it up to him because... So normally I'd have work on Saturday, and then when I'd get home, I'd be too tired to do anything. So a couple of weeks ago, I traded shifts with somebody, so I would have the whole Saturday off. So I call him on that Saturday morning, and I'm like, guess what? I have the entire day off, so we can hang out, we can do whatever you want. And he goes, oh, well, I'm not really doing that great, so you do whatever you want. He goes, I'm just going to stay in bed all day. And so then I go, well, I'll come over. I'll take care of you. And he goes, well, don't do that because if it's the COVID or something, I don't want you getting it.
Yeah, I mean, he's your boyfriend. I mean, if he has it, you probably do already anyways, but whatever. I mean, it's a nice gesture, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea. So I go, you know, are you sure? He goes, yeah. I'll let you know if I need anything. So then fast forward to Sunday night, he texts me and he goes, I feel 1,000 times better. It was probably just my allergies.
Okay. You know, Shaggy had a serious couple of days of allergies this year, and he usually doesn't even struggle that much. So maybe it was allergies. But you think he was lying?
Okay. Well, here's what happened. We were in his truck driving home from somewhere, and we passed this Wendy's near my apartment. And sometimes he'll just swing through the drive-thru and get us Frosties. And it was a really nice day. So we pull in, and I have gum in my mouth. So... I'm looking for somewhere to spit out my gum, and I see this receipt kind of like crumbled up in the cup holder. And instead of just, you know, throwing my gum inside, I just pull it out. I look at it first just to make sure it's not important or anything. And it's a receipt from a bar in Roanoke.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at the receipt a little closer, and I'm like, why were we in Roanoke? And then the date of the receipt was from the Saturday before.
Oh, the Saturday he was supposedly sick?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, did you just look at him and go, so how was Roanoke last weekend?
No, I was really stupid. I just, like, put my gum in there and pulled it up, and now I can't even use it as evidence.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you can. It's probably just going to be messy, sticky evidence.
Well, I watch a lot of murder shows, and usually most crime evidence is messy.
Well, that's just true. So you think instead of being homesick, he was lying to you and went to Roanoke on Saturday?
The Saturday before last, yeah.
The Saturday before last, right, okay. And you want to know what, if he really went, or maybe why he went?
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to know if he went, and then I want to know why he lied to me about it.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. I mean, maybe he just wanted to get away. Maybe I wanted a day by myself, or maybe it was something
that. He could have, if he just wanted a day to himself, he could have invited me to come. I mean, I took the entire day off of work from him.
Yeah,
and
that's true. I wonder if he went golfing or something. I wonder if there's good golfing in Roanoke.
He's never gone golfing a day in his life.
Oh, okay. So that's out, I guess. Huh. Okay. Well, we'll call him. We'll try to find out if he's lying to you. Now, we got into a little bit of trouble last time. We did the whole bank card thing. So I'm not sure if we can do that again without getting yelled at by our attorneys. But you said he drives a truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what kind? Like what make and model truck?
Yeah, it's a white Tacoma.
Okay, perfect. You don't happen to know the license plate, do you?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. I can tell you the letters part because it's the same as my mom's initials, but I don't know the numbers.
Oh, okay. And are the initials like the first part of his license plate or the last part?
It's the first part. It's JBL and then some numbers that I don't know.
Okay. Well, no, that should be good. That's all we need. Sit tight. We'll call Garrett when we come back next.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Garrett, please?
This is Garrett.
Hey, Mr. My name is Detective Harlow. I'm calling from Vehicular Loss Prevention over here at the 21st Precinct in Roanoke. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. So the reason I'm calling you today is because I'm investigating a string of cars that were broken into and or vandalized on the date of March 6th, which was a couple Saturdays ago. The reason I called you is we've been reviewing a bunch of surveillance video on the area in question. We've gotten it from different traffic cameras, private citizens' doorbell cameras, a nearby bank camera to see if we can get any glimpse of when most of these break-ins occurred. One of the cameras showed your white Toyota Tacoma with the plate that starts with JBL parked in that area. So the reason I was calling was to ask if your vehicle was broken into at all on that day. Again, this was a couple Saturdays ago, Saturday, March 6th.
No, my truck was fine.
Okay, yeah, usually these idiots just run around pulling on door handles, and if your vehicle's locked, they just keep going. So, now you didn't notice any evidence at all that your truck was broken into?
Nope.
Okay, and do you remember how long you were parked in that spot by any chance? Or, I mean, was it there the entire day? Did you leave and come back at all?
Well, no, I left and came back a few times, but, I was parked there overnight.
Oh, okay. So your vehicle was there overnight then?
Yeah, I don't even live in Roanoke. I came to visit somebody on Saturday, and then I left on Sunday.
Okay. And the person you came to visit, do they also own a vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any chance I can get that person's name so we can check in with them and make sure nothing was stolen from them as well?
Yeah, sure. First name is Rachel.
Okay.
Last name.
Okay. Gotcha. Can you hang on for just one second for me?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Hang on. Okay, Jess, do we know who this person is?
No idea.
Okay. Listen, we haven't done this in a long time, but if you want to, we can put you on with him and we have something called a pitch bender. It changes how your voice sounds. So we could tell him, we're going to transfer you to another detective. And you can ask him anything you want. It's up to you. You don't have to do this. Some people freak out doing this live and stuff, but it's completely up to you.
Oh, I'll do it. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah, brave. He's not going to recognize your voice because we're going to bend it. So it's going to sound a little different, but just ask him whatever you want. I'm stalling here because it takes a second to set this up. We bring you back on, I'm just going to say you're Detective Gomez, okay? And you can ask him whatever you want, okay?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. Okay, Mr. I'm going to have you talk to another detective real quick. She's going to get the contact info for your friend if you don't mind, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks. You've been incredibly helpful today. Okay, so this is Detective Gomez, and I have you on with Mr. right now, ma'am. He's going to give you all the info you need.
Okay, so let's start with the person you were visiting. What was her name?
First name is Rachel, and the last name is...
Okay, and you said she's a friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the purpose of your visit?
What was what?
The purpose of your visit. Like, why were you visiting her? Was it business or personal?
Personal.
Okay. And you said you spent the night there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so are you dating her then?
Am I dating her? What is this, the relationship police?
No, actually, no. It's your girlfriend.
Oh, snap!
The one you lied to and said you were sick all day and you didn't want to see me, so now do you want to explain who this random Rachel person is? Garrett! Who is this person?
What the
Somebody just got busted by the relationship police, I think.
Absolutely not. No. You have to call him back. He is not going to get off that easy.
Okay. All right. Shaggy, you heard the woman. Call him back immediately. Okay, we're going to call him back. Let's play a song here real quick, and then we'll call him as soon as the song's ending, and then we'll bring him back on with us when we come back next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.